Doug Hart, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Okay. So I'm going to say before you read these trade proposals that you just discovered, I'm always a little bit leery of the damage these can do.
Of course.
Because what I've come to discover is my love and infatuation with artist renderings has led to grave disappointment. Did the artist renderings of LCA when that was being built in Hockey Village help? Remember the people complaining about how they weren't impressed with the Detroit sign on the freeway?
Right.
It's because artist renderings promise us clowns holding balloons and Ferris wheels and yoga, outdoor yoga classes and a Hollywood sign along 94 in Hamtramck. Like it's artist renderings seem to create an unrealistic expectation. But I think sometimes trade proposals do as well, meaning if something lesser than what you're about to read goes down, people would be disappointed, irrationally so. But I'm still curious.
Get ready for Trigger Radio. Yep. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
All right, so what do we got here?
All right, well, let's throw out some big names here, right?
Well, let's start with who is the source?
The Athletic.
Okay, I do respect The Athletic.
Yes. Yep. So this is an article that is titled Six Trade Proposals. It includes Myles Garrett. It includes Za'Darius Smith. And it includes Max Crosby.
Wow.
So which of those three players would you like me to read about first?
Well, let's start with the big one, Max Crosby.
Max Crosby. It says this of Max Crosby. The Eagles acquire defensive end Max Crosby, sending the Raiders, this is also interesting because it tells you what they would send, sending the Raiders a 2025 first, fourth, and fifth round pick, plus a second round pick in 2026.
Okay, now this is done by a writer that thinks that this would get it done. Assuming. So would you want Detroit to send a first, a fourth, and a fifth, and a second rounder next year for Max Crosby? Would you do that?
I would. I mean, that's interesting because is that a better package than offering just two first round picks?
Well, I will tell you, if you could get Max Crosby for a first, a fourth, and a fifth in this coming draft and a second round pick in the next draft, I would do that so quick. And this is again why I hate these things, because I don't think that's a realistic price. Am I wrong?
I don't know if you're wrong, but keep this in mind too, that Philadelphia would not be drafting where the Lions are drafting.
No, so it might have to be
a first. So that first round pick ends up being pretty good.
A first.
And each pick.
I mean, I'd do it for a first, a second, and a fifth, and a second, because they don't have a third rounder. Like whatever you had to do to make it better than Philly's, and you just have to make it one round better than Philly, and you might get it done. A first, two fourths, and a second. Like, yes, 1,000 times yes. Max Crosby, what number would you like? Here's your locker, sir. You know?
Yeah, Brad Holmes should be fired for not getting, if he doesn't get this deal done.
No. We're not doing that. This is exactly, though, the downside of these trade proposals.
Hey, this is just an article. Just an article. We're talking. We're friends.
But they should just go get him, Gator.
Sure, if he's available. So that's the Max Crosby trade they like to see. Would you rather hear about Myles Garrett or Za'Darius Smith?
Let's go Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett. And again, the article started, this is the first one the article even mentions. It says, let's say the Bears acquire defensive end Myles Garrett, sending the Browns two first round picks in 25 and 26 and rookie defensive end Austin Booker. So two first round picks and Austin Booker for Myles Garrett. It's a steep price, but
it feels like that's a steeper price than Max Crosby. And who would you rather have?
Myles Garrett.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'd rather have Max Crosby.
I think Myles Garrett's a better player, but I think Max Crosby's outstanding. We might be splitting hairs.
Yeah. So Austin Booker was a fifth-round pick this year. He's got one sack, eight tackles so far.
Fifth-round pick, though.
I would not... I mean, it's hard to equate what who the Lions' Austin Booker is. Right? I mean, who are we talking about here? Young promise?
Ringo?
I mean, maybe. I guess I'd probably do this too, but I would do the Crosby trade. If they were both on the table, I'd do the Crosby trade.
Okay.
Kang, what do you make of this one?
Yeah, if Brad Holmes doesn't get this done, he should be fired.
There it is.
We're not doing that.
I mean, obviously,
the
right?
groundwork's laid out there, right? I hate these things too, by the way, Doug. Being serious, I mean, they put this out there and like, oh, that's it?
But those are both, okay, but both of those trade proposals were reasonably, I mean, you're talking about some real draft capital you got to give up. I think those are more realistic than unrealistic. And then there's a third player.
Okay, hold on. Just was looking down at Twitch and Fairway Paladin said Houston. So two firsts and James Houston. Would that be equivalent of Austin Booker? Yeah, I don't like this trade as much as I like the Max Crosby proposal, but all right.
The difference is, though, again, it's Chicago's first round picks, so this is going to be better. Za'Darius Smith.
Yep.
The Lions add defensive end Za'Darius Smith and a sixth round pick, sending the Browns a 2025 fourth round pick.
Keep going.
That's the trade.
Yes, I'd do that too. Wait a sec. The Lions they take their fourth and make it a sixth, and that's the price of Za'Darius Smith?
Well, that's what happens when you're trying to clear out payroll.
I mean, done, but...
He's 32. It's a rental. He's a soon-to-be free agent. So this is what's happening, though.
Kang, what do you make of this trade?
Yeah, Brad Holmes should get fired if he doesn't make this trade.
There it is. Unacceptable if he doesn't, right?
Asleep at the wheel. Is he even trying?
I mean, think about it. According to this, the Lions could trade maybe two firsts and James Houston for Myles Garrett and a 2024 fourth for Za'Darius Smith and a sixth.
Yeah, we just replaced Davenport and Hutch.
I mean, that's insane. Hold on a second.
Why would you say there's no way? Because, again, with Za'Darius Smith, it is a rental. It's a seven-game rental to acquire him because he's a free agent to be. And it's from a team that's doing a fire sale. And you know how this works. Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't Myles Garrett, so it's not two first-round picks. It's Za'Darius Smith, who's a complimentary piece, who might be able to do what he does because he's playing opposite of Myles Garrett. I don't think that's outlandish to make that as a proposal that's what it is.
I mean,
what if there's no sixth round pick attached to it? It's just Za'Darius Smith for a 2025 fourth round pick.
I mean, that seems far more realistic, but honestly, I look at these in terms of the part of me feel like these were made by Lion_fan90, you know, on social media. Yeah. All three of them. Now, who's the writer for The Athletic? Because again, I have a ton of respect for The Athletic.
Jacob Robinson.
Never heard of him. Well, given the choice, I would do Max Crosby for a first, a fourth, and a fifth, and a second rounder next year. Bang. Done. Thank you very much. Welcome home, Lapeer's own.
Yeah, I would. Based on these, I would do the Myles Garrett trade for two first round picks and say player. James Houston. That would be because I value Myles Garrett more than I do Max Crosby, but I really value Max Crosby. The other issue I have with the Crosby thing, it's four draft picks.
Yeah, yeah, but love the player.
I love the player.
Just go get him.
And if they don't, Kang?
Yeah, Brad Holmes should be fired, guys, if he doesn't make all three of these trades.
In all seriousness, which one would you do?
Probably the Max Crosby one.
Yeah. I think, but I would probably, the Garrett one, I don't like giving up the two first for Myles Garrett, but the Crosby and the Za'Darius and a six for a fourth, yeah. Wow. We didn't have to read them on the air. We did, so damage done.
Well, let me throw this in there, too. Something to consider. If, let's say, some strange thing that they're able to go get a Myles Garrett or go able to get a Max Crosby. Because of the money that's committed, if the Lions were to acquire one of those players, wouldn't that also mean that effectively you're losing Levi Onwuzurike?
In terms of salary.
Yeah, because he's a player who's a contract. He's a free agent at the end of the year.
Probably. I mean, you're losing somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.